Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining us on today with another wonderful, exciting episode of Blog Talk Radio. Now, today we are a little bit behind due to some technical difficulties, but that's okay. The most important thing is that we are with you. And so, yes, we are a little bit off of our schedule, so that means we're going to be on a few minutes longer. Not per se longer, but you won't see us leaving normally as we do within the 30-minute time frame because we're a little bit off of our time. But that's okay. I'm just excited to be with you, and I'm glad that each one of you have taken a moment out of your day to join into us as you always do every Tuesday to hear what it is that the Lord is saying through myself, through Prophetess Gloria Jenkins, through this, your radio show, the Prophetically Speaking Radio Show. Prophetess Jenkins, how's your day today?
I'm doing good, and you are. Blessed the Lord. Glad to be here today.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, I'm just so excited. I can brag a little bit on today because, woman of God, the sun is beaming in the city of Houston.
God.
It is blowing us out of the water. It is hot here. I'm not sure what the temperature is, but I can tell you what. It's hot. The sun is shining, and I'm just excited to be in the land of the living. I'm on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of me. How's the weather there in Louisiana?
I hear thundering, and it's been thundering, sprinkling a little bit, but not too bad. So the sun peaks every now and then, so I thank God for that.
Absolutely. We're going to stick to the confession. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Prophetess Jenkins, let me hear a little bit more from you. Go ahead and give us your shout-outs, and we're going to go forward into the program. Go right ahead.
Hallelujah. Thank God for being here today. I thank God for the listeners today. I just want to give a shout-out to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for all that he has done for me and my family. I thank God for my church family, Bishop Harold and Senior Pastor Clarion Twine, where they pastor the church, Glory Victory Full Gospel Church. I thank God for my sibling. I thank God for a good report from my president, who we mentioned last week, that she had been in the hospital. She's still there, but she's progressing very well, and we believe in God for her to be released pretty soon. So I thank God for your prayers. May God bless you. What you make happen for me, God, make happen for you. I thank God for being here. I thank God for the woman of God that pioneered this show. I thank God for the dream and the vision that God has given you. And I thank God for our listeners that you are blessed by something you may say today that encourage your spirit to keep on going on for Christ. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen. And I want to take a moment to give a wonderful shout-out to those, everyone here in the city of Houston. I want to give a shout-out to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for my family, that awesome son of mine, little RJ, that I love dearly. And also want to give a shout-out to my home church, which is the Harvest Time Church, under the leadership of Bishop Shelton Beatty. So I'm just so glad for everything that is going on at Harvest Time, and I'm so glad for everything that's happening here in the city of Houston. Woman of God, before we go any further, let me hear a little bit more about this praise report that we are yet celebrating. How is that one coming along?
Glory to God. I thank God for your prayers and everyone that prayed for her. She is doing, she's progressing where she's walking.
My
she's
God.
She's talking.
Glory to God.
She's praying, still praying, and still standing and believing God. She has a short ways to go, and the main thing that she's walking, that's what they were emphasizing more, that she would get up and walk. So she had all the tubes disconnected from her, and she's doing progress. God, you can see God moving in her body and moving in her life. She's excited about what God is doing. We're excited, and we're thanking God for the complete total healing that he's manifesting in her life. She's rejoicing in the Lord, and the family is rejoicing. Thank God for you standing with us, woman of God, and my family, and everyone that prayed for her. I thank God for you all that praying does work. And you stand together with somebody that's going through sickness or whatever you may be going through today, and you have someone to pray for you, have some intercessors with them to move on your behalf. Amen. So I thank God for that.
Praise the Lord. And you know, you said something that's powerful and that's pivotal. It's good to have somebody that's standing with you in prayer. We have enough negativity in the world that we live in. We have enough people that are hating on us. We have enough people that may not like the God that you represent, that may not like the standard that we take. So it's always so positive, and it's a good thing to make sure that we have somebody that's standing in agreement with us. You know, and it's not enough to have someone standing with you, but you got to have someone that's not just standing with you, but someone that's in agreement with you. Someone that not only says I'm standing beside you, but someone that can stand and agree with God on your behalf. You know, there are times, woman of God, when we may be dealing with a circumstance, something that may be detrimental, something that may be horrific to deal with, but even when we're going through those times, we may not be able to conjure up the faith that we need, the faith that we've seen in other times and been able to use that same level of faith in other circumstances. Sometimes we can be so overwhelmed. Sometimes we can be so blindsided. Sometimes we can be under such an attack from the enemy until we need someone to believe God for us. Not saying that, you know, the size of a mustard seed does not work, but sometimes we need somebody to believe God for us, to bring us through what we're going through and to help us to get to the place where God has intended and destined for us to be. So I thank God on today that it was not just me and my mom and my family standing in proxy with you and for you, but I thank God even for those in the city of New Iberia, those that throughout the state of Louisiana that was praying and that was believing God for a miracle. And I'm just so glad today that we're able to say that we believe, and through the faith that we put in God and we trusted and believed God, he did not let us down. And that woman of God is now walking in a miraculous place, being able to give God praise for being a miracle worker. And, you know, Prophetess Jenkins, I'm well aware of what that feels like. I am well aware of what that feels like when doctors have given you a negative prognosis, when doctors have looked at you and they're saying one thing, but yet on the inside your faith is saying another thing. And we're going to get to our show in a minute, but, you know, one of the most powerful things, woman of God, I remember when even I had to deal with that situation is that I could not speak. One moment I couldn't speak because I had a breathing tube in my throat. Another minute I couldn't speak because my vocal cords were paralyzed, and so I just didn't have a voice to speak. But for many years, I heard people always say, you know, you got to open your mouth, and you've got to be able to let the word of God come out of your mouth to permeate your atmosphere. But, woman of God, I couldn't say a word. I couldn't speak. But two powerful things happened. One thing was that I got a phone call from a woman by the name of Prophetess Gloria Jenkins, that even when I did not have my voice of faith, I could not pray at that moment. I could not open my mouth and say anything because my one issue or another, either the vocal cords were paralyzed or breathing tube in my throat, but I had someone that was willing to go to God on my behalf. Another thing that happened, woman of God, is that I realized how powerful thought really is. Because even when I could not say a word, I could think a word. Even when I could not speak what I wanted to speak concerning the word of God out of my mouth, using my vocal cords, my thoughts went to work for me. And, you know, that lets me know how important not only is it that we speak the right thing, but it's so important that we think the right thing. Because our thoughts can give us a breakthrough just like our words can. And anything that you think on long enough, you will begin to speak out of your mouth. And if you think on it and you begin to speak on it, the Bible says out of the heart is when the mouth speaks. And so you can speak victory into your atmosphere, or you can speak damnation into your atmosphere. And woman of God, I tell you, I just thank God that I see what God is doing for that woman of God, and we've been able to put our word power together to see God work a miracle. But for even those that are listening, let's use our words and our thoughts. Let's put them together. a three-bow cord is not easily broken. Let's put those thoughts and those words together. Let's make sure that those thoughts and those words are what the Word of God represents. Let's remember what God has already said, and let's let our thoughts and our words escort us into a place of victory that we have only been able to think about. But now let's prepare ourselves to not just think about it, not just imagine it, but let's prepare ourselves to experience in the tangible what we've only been able to experience in our imagination. And woman of God, just like we could imagine, that woman of God was laying in that bed. The doctor said they couldn't close her up. The doctors had a negative report about whether she would be able to get up and walk around. But you know what? Because of words and because of thoughts, we were not only able to just think her healing. Now she's able to physically walk in her healing. And so, woman of God, I feel the presence of God on me as I'm saying this. We have entered into a season to where we are no longer going to just speak it. But, woman of God, we are entering into a season right now. We have entered into a season. We've heard it time and time again, suddenly, for people of God, those that are listening, those that are walking in a place with God, let me tell you, God is about to do some things that's not only going to blow our mind, but God is about to blow the mind of our enemies. And woman of God, I know we have a show to do, but right now I feel the prophetic mantle of God resting on words. And woman of God, I speak out of my spirit. I speak out of the heavenlies that I know what I hear God saying. This is not the time for you to stop believing that God is going to come through for you. At Harvest Conference, we have adopted our saying for this summer, and we are decreeing and declaring that this is our summer of manifestation. Every person that's listening, every person that can hear my voice, every person that is tuned into this station, or even if you're listening to this on a week, remember, this is no longer the time where you're going to imagine something and you will not be able to touch it. Woman of God, one of the things I found out, there's nothing more hurting, nothing more humiliating to our faith when we have trusted and believed God. And you're pregnant like we've been talking about, and you feel the baby moving, and you see your belly growing, and you've already purchased clothes to fit the place where you are. You've decorated your baby's room. You've purchased your crib. You have gotten bottles, and you have invested in Enfamil and even chosen a name for the baby. And then all of a sudden, you find that you have a stillbirth. And the thing that you were anticipating, the thing you were believing for, all of a sudden, it seems to have dissipated. There's nothing more hurting than that. But woman of God, I'm inclined to believe, and I'm inclined to trust God right now, that that's not the season that we're living in. You will not carry a baby and see it come to a stillbirth. You will not carry a baby and have a miscarriage. But woman of God, I feel God saying, you will give birth. You will hold that baby. You will that child that name. You will go forth in the promises that God has already declared and decreed over your life. No matter what the enemy tries to say to your baby, no matter what the devil tries to put in your ear, no matter what your circumstances try to make you believe, listen, you are getting ready to transition. You are moving from a place of being pregnant, and you are giving birth, and God is about to do just what he said. Prophetess Jenkins, I had the wonderful opportunity, and forgive the train horn you hear in the background. I'm right next to a train track. But woman of God, I had the wonderful opportunity of being in a 12 Bible study today at Harvest Time Church, and Bishop Schultenberger got up to have words. And woman of God, when he got up to have words, listen to what he said. He said God showed him a vision, and God showed him a vision of a woman being on the birthing table. And he said, and what saw was that the head of the baby had come forth. And woman of God, when he began to say that, everything in me began to leap because I know what God has been speaking to me about. And today, the very word that God gave me was transition. The very word that God spoke to me was that we are transitioning. So listen, get death out of your mind. Get miscarriages out of your mind. I want you to get stillbirths out of your mind. Get ready to hold the baby. Get ready to love that baby. Get ready to kiss that baby. Get ready to show people what you've given birth to. Get ready to let the world see that God did just what he said he was going to do. I'm going to shout that for the woman of God. Go right here, Prophetess Jingle.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. I think when I think about that, I think about how we have to push. And transition means changing from one position to the next position. Therefore, transition is a powerful word because God has transitioned. With transition comes a shifting.
Yes.
God, Jesus. Even in we giving childbirth on the God, our body has to shift to a new level to open up for the baby to come out. Amen.
Yeah.
So when God begins to shift us into a new level, a new dimension, a new place in our life, there's a shifting that will take place. And we have to be ready for that shifting. When that baby comes out, we got to be ready to receive that, which we carry for 9 months.
My God.
We have to be ready to receive that baby. The same thing with our vision and the purpose and the call that God has placed in our life, that's going to come up shifting in our life, and that's going to come up transition. When I think about Abraham, how he was transitioned.
Yes.
How God told him to go. And he
yes.
went.
From one place to another. Yes.
Promises. God said to go, and he went. So that's the same thing we went. When that baby said he's ready to come out, we can't say, hey, wait a minute, I'm not ready yet. We have to be getting ready before that baby begin to get transitioned.
Wow.
We have to know God's transition because we have the spirit of God. In the Bible, we have the mind of Christ. So he's going to speak to our hearts and our minds, and we're going to know when it's time to transition. Just like we know when it's time to give birth. We get signs. We get pain. We get contraction. The water breaks and different things happen. No, we know we're in line for to give birth to this thing we carry 9 months. Same thing with the vision and transition in our life. That's going to come a time in our life where God's going to transition, but you're going to be ready. Do you not think Abraham was ready? Abraham was ready to move. And God said to go, Abraham, wait. He didn't study the promises of God. He knew God was bringing to a better and a prosperous land. God was going to give him that land for his possession. And when God tells us to go, we need to be ready to go. Just obey. Not just say, just do it. We just need to do it. You know, so they took a slogan that God created. God said, just do it. And people just do it. When they see Nike, they want to buy all the Nike products. But we need to buy what God is saying to us.
Uh-huh.
We need to do, just do what God has called us to do. That transition is a shifting in another direction, another place, another position in our life. So get ready for transition in your life. Everybody that listening, get ready for God to transition some things in your life. Amen.
And you know, woman of God, one of the major things that God began to deal with me about that word transition, he says that not, you know, many times we focus on the mother and we focus on the pain of the push and we focus on the mother having to have a hard time to push the baby out. But the Lord said the focus had to be changed for just a moment. He said, because see, many times we are thinking about the woman, and the woman is pushing, and the woman is giving birth. He said, but don't forget, there's a promise that the woman is giving birth to. And so, just like the woman is going through some travail, so is the promise. You know, when you think about a baby is coming forth. For 9 months, this baby has been in the womb. For 9 months, this baby has been comfortable. 9 months, this baby has been eating. Didn't have to do anything, just sit there, you feed it, the baby eats, the baby has a bowel movement, the baby urinates, the baby doesn't have to do anything. I remember when I had my ultrasound, woman of God, when I looked at the ultrasound, RJ was in my belly, sucking his thumb. He was on cloud number 9, having a good time. But all of a sudden, as we look at these ultrasounds, and we're looking at the thing that God has promised us, it's at ease. You know, nobody's able to touch it as of yet. But then all of a sudden, there comes something called pain. The woman begins to feel pain because there's contraction. But now the thing that she's given birth to begins to feel pain. Because now, remember, this is a baby. This is something brand new. So the baby does not realize that it's being positioned to be birthed. All the baby understands is that something is happening. Something is pushing me. Something is causing me to turn. Something is causing my feet to go up and my head to go down. And now that I feel my body turning, I feel my body twisted. I want you to think about the turmoil that this child is going through. Now the place that I thought was comfortable has now become uncomfortable. The place that I thought was made just to protect me, that feels like now this place is killing me. The place that I thought was meant for me to grow as big as I needed to grow, now it appears that I've grown too big for the place that I'm in. And so now this child is, which was once laying there at ease, sucking his thumb, just enjoying everything, now the child becomes enraged. The child's heart begins to beat. The child begins to be pushed on every side. Have you ever felt like you've been pushed on every side and you feel like, oh my God, how much more can I take? How many more of these pushes, God, will I be able to endure? Lord God, I need you to help me right now because I feel like I'm dying. I feel like, God, I don't know what else to do. I don't know which other way to turn. I don't know what else to say. Have you ever felt like that? Could it be that God is birthing you into a promised land? Could it be that God is putting you in a new place? He's about to bring you into a new territory. He's about to introduce you to a new atmosphere. But listen, in order for that baby to come into this new place, in order for that baby to be introduced to this new land, in order for this baby to take on new responsibilities besides eating, besides sucking its thumb, besides being comfortable in the womb, now the baby is going to have to now get ready to give love, where as at first all it did was receive love. Now the baby's going to have to do a little bit more. The baby's going to have to get ready now to cry and let you know that it's hungry. Now the baby is not just going to be able to have a movement, a bowel movement, or a urine movement and be okay. Now the pamper has to be changed. So now its private parts has to be exposed. Woman of God, I remember when my baby, when he was just a baby, he's still my baby, of course, but I would change his pamper. And when I would attempt to change his pamper, the wind would be so cold on him. And sometimes he would cry and kick his little legs because he wanted me to cover him up. He did not want to be exposed. He did not like the air hitting him because not only was he feeling a breeze, but also he was wet because he had urinated in his pamper. And you know how it feels when you're in a pool of water and you get out of the water or you get out of the bathtub, you get out of the shower, and the last thing you want to feel is the air conditioner because it's so uncomfortable and it feels so cold. I'm being descriptive because many times, in the body, this is what we have experienced. This is what we are experiencing. And we're wondering what is really going on. God, why am I experiencing all this? Why do I have to feel all of these different emotions? Could it be that you're in a place of birth? Could it be that you are in a place of transition? When God says, Abraham, leave from this place. Go to a place where I'm going to send you. There was something else that God said. He didn't say just go, but he said to leave your kindred. Leave the place that was comfortable. Leave those that you don't care about you. Leave those that have been your leaning post. It's now time to leave them and go to the place where I'm going to send you. But here's the thing. There was already a promise that was spoken over Abraham. He was already guaranteed to be the father of many nations. But he had to go through a transition before he could get there. So now Abraham is going. But instead of Abraham listening and going to the place that the Lord was leading him, Abraham decided to take Lot. Woman of God, I found out even through the study of this story. If you begin to read, you realize that Lot wound up in Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember the story about Lot? sometimes, woman of God, when God is birthing us into a new place and we are refusing to go alone, we are refusing to go to the place where God would have us to go alone, and we decide to bring people, and we decide to bring people that have not been prepared for the promise, that have not been prepared for the promotion, that have not been prepped for this place of pushing that God is ushering us into. And you find yourself pushing, and you find yourself already prepared, and you find yourself ready to give birth, but you have somebody with you that's not as ready as you are. And eventually, Lot and Abraham were separated anyway. So people of God, as you go, and as God is transitioning you, and I'm speaking to you about the promise, as the promise is coming forth, as the word of God is being manifested over your life, as you are now getting ready to experience your summer of manifestation, remember, everybody can't go with you. Everybody's not going to stand with you and believe God for you. There are some people that's with you, and the only reason why they're with you is because they want to see where God is standing next so that they can pray against you. Everybody's not for you. Everybody that's smiling in your face is not smiling for you. I found out, woman of God, there are people, they hug you, they kiss you, but you got to be careful because it's the kiss of Judas. Even Jesus himself had a Judas in the midst. And so as we are being transitioned, remember, not only you are going through an unfamiliar place and going into a new place where God has assigned for you, but remember, the promise is too. The thing that you're giving birth to is experiencing new sounds, is experiencing some wind blowing on it. It's experiencing having to adjust its appetite. No longer will the baby just be eating from the mother's umbilical cord. Now the baby's going to have to either feed from the breast or the baby's going to have to learn to feed from a bottle. Everything changes when you are in transition. Everything, and listen, not only everything, but everybody.
Yes.
Your surroundings change. Your appetite changes. The things that you once had a desire for, you find that you no longer have a desire for. The places where you used to go, you find that you don't even have the joy that you used to have when you went. Why? Because you're in transition. And so, people of God, on today, the hits may be coming hard. The contractions may feel rough. And it may feel like, God, what in the world is really going on? But remember, you're not the only one that's in pain, but the promise that you're giving birth to is in pain as well. You're having to experience something new, well, so is the promise. You're having to adjust your ways, so is the promise. You're having to change the way you speak and the way you see, well, so is the promise. So as you're going and as you're being pushed, as the contractions are coming, remember, you're in a place of transition. Don't expect things to look the same. Don't expect people to talk the same. Don't expect people to be the same. Why? Because you're in transition. Prophetess Jenkins, I believe I've emptied myself of what God had for me to say on today. Is there anything else that you want to say about this?
And you say it a whole bunch, and I pray that someone would catch on to what you're saying, because it's a prophetic word. Somebody's being shifted. Somebody's being transitioned. And it brings me to mind of Jobed. When he began to be in a position, he began to pray to God to enlarge his territory.
Yes,
some of us have not asked God to enlarge your territory, but God wants to enlarge you. Just like the baby in the womb, he's in the womb for a certain amount of time, but he has to come out because it's getting uncomfortable.
Yes.
God want to put him in a bigger place where you can expand, where you can explore, where you can do the things that God has called you to do.
Yes.
So be like a jackass and say, Lord, enlarge my territory. But Lord, keep you, bless me, keep your hands on me that I may not harm and cause me no pain.
Yes.
And to pray. We need to pray that prayer sometimes. You know, sometimes people are scared to pray, enlarge my territory, because they don't know what to do. But we should have the expectancy of Christ, because you're supposed to be going from glory to glory. Amen? And glory to glory brings you into transition. You go from transition to transition